Daylight is just breaking over New York City, the only light for most residents since the sunset last evening. The biggest blackout in North American history hit yesterday just after 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Power was shut down in Cleveland, Detroit, Toronto, and sections of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Airports suffered serious disruptions. In New York City, subways and trains stopped, keeping thousands of commuters and travelers stuck in the city. There were a few reports of looting, but so far the city seems to have remained calm, even without air conditioning through a hot summer night. NPR's Jim Zaroli has been up early walking the streets of New York City. Jim, what does the city look like this morning?
Well, the sun is coming out, as you pointed out, which is a good thing. We now have some good old-fashioned solar illumination. I don't see much evidence of the power coming back on, at least in Manhattan. I've heard that it's come on in parts of Brooklyn, parts of the Bronx, for instance, but I haven't seen that here. On Fifth Avenue, I came down on the bus. There were a few blocks where some of the traffic lights were working, but basically I have not seen anything other than, there were a number of office buildings with generators. They've had power since the beginning, but other than that, everything's basically dark. It was so dark last night you could actually see the stars over Manhattan.
Yeah. What are you hearing from the people you are meeting on the streets?
Well, I have talked to some people this morning, some people going to work. You run into a lot of people who just couldn't get home last night. I talked for a while to a man who had come into the city to run some errands. He had visited a music store and ended up staying all night. He and some other people sort of got together. They befriended each other and they all slept together in Bryant Park in a cardboard box, some of them. So they were all right through the night. It was safe, but they don't have any food, any water, anything like that. So you do sense some growing frustration. I talked to some office workers. They had slept in their office all night. They had power there, but they couldn't get home to the suburbs. They were on their way to Grand Central Station to try to get some more information about how to get out of the city. One of the women I talked to said, I want more information. I know more about what's happening in Cleveland than in New York. But people are adjusting. I talked to a man who slept on a bench outside the Museum of Natural History all night just because his apartment was too hot.
It was determined pretty early on that the blackout was not the result of terrorism, but thousands of additional police officers were deployed, I gathered, on the streets. What else was done to secure the city?
Well, yeah, you do see a lot of police at intersections. At Grand Central Station in that area, I saw some National Guardsmen, although they're there all the time now for security reasons. Certainly, there are a lot of buildings where you see, say, office maintenance workers guarding the building, trying to prevent people from getting. I talked to some workers at a building on Fifth Avenue. They were basically there all night. They had to evacuate people from there. It's a 60-story building, so to get a lot of people out, including a man who was stuck in an elevator. They had to break a wall to get through to him. And now these workers who had been there all night were just kind of standing outside to prevent anybody from going into the building.
In just a couple seconds we have left, Mayor Bloomberg promised the stock exchange would open, but what about the rest of the city? It looked like it's ready for business?
Well, I would be surprised if a lot of people show up for work today. A lot of buildings and companies are closed. I think most people are trying to get out of the city right now.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli at the corner of 42nd and 5th.